So when did you decide to get involved in this production? How did this all come about for you?
I traveled to Vienna a few years ago to this big celebration of Amadeus Mozart. It was basically all these theater directors directing for the first time opera of Mozart. So I traveled there with my mother, and I decided to see the city from the point of view of Amadeus, you know, just whatever is left there. And there's a lot left. And there is a museum at his one of his apartments where there was a tiny picture, for whatever reason, like really small, of the family portrait that was used. Leopold wanted to use it in promotion, and later find out. So it's the two children, Amadeus and his sister, seated at a harpsichord, playing it, and their hands are intertwined. And she had this huge, huge hairdo on, which drew my attention to this tiny picture. And underneath it said the Mozart family. And I didn't know if he had a sister. I didn't know. But there was another musician, says Leopold and Amadeus, in the family, that there was, but there were two child prodigies at first as children. So I began to research it on that trip, and I went to Salzburg also, so their birthplace, and there was a little info about her there. When I got back, I just read everything I could to find out about her, including all these Mozart letters. So that's how it started, and it took a few years for me to write it, to write the piece and gather my team. And we've been touring it for the whole summer, and now we are going to be in New York.